Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters,
lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Easter bunnies and Passover kinksters, and 420 sex pots. Oh, yeah. And, of course, Earth lovers, almost Earth Day. Woohoo! We have so much to celebrate, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, and a surprise birthday as well. So, don't you go nowhere, because we are broadcasting live from the new little church of the Bonobo Way. It's a love church, and that's why the Charoset is in a heart. And yes, we are in the new Bonoboville, and we are in the womb room, baby. It's my vulva puppet. And Jesus is in there. Yes, indeed, because we are celebrating Easter Eve, Passover, with the Seder, which actually goes with Easter, because Jesus celebrated the Last Supper, is really the Last Seder, right before that fateful kiss. That was a bad kiss. That wasn't a bonobo kiss. That was not, not all kisses are bonobo kisses, but we are going to have a bonobo celebration of the spring holidays. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, yes. With the sacred Manischewitz, which has a rosary around it. Yep. And, yeah, we've got an interdenominational thing going on here, to say the least. The egg is an Easter egg, but as you can see, it is burned properly for Passover. Yes. And we do have the bitter herbs, which look like a ice cream parfait, right? But it's a poison parfait, brothers and sisters. Ooh, have some. Yes, it's delicious. Mmm. Yes, baby. Oh, you know you want to eat it. You know it looks so sweet. But it's bitter herbs. And to make up for it, we have stoner herbs. Yeah, or boner herbs, you know, because they are a good aphrodisiac. And because I have this respiratory issue related to Trump and climate change in general, which is related to Earth Day and how we have to do the Green New Deal or something before my matzo falls off the table. And so, Mr. King of Cannibelli made me these delicious herb brownies, which I won't eat until I say a prayer, because this is a prayerful day. Yeah, look at Jesus right here in the plate, right? We've got the plate, and it's got the Da Vinci Jesus, looking good. But, you know, it's all really for Easter about the resurrection. And yes, we got your resurrection right here. Mm-hmm. This is the Jesus Jackhammer Dildo. And it is made by Divine Interventions, my favorite dildo company. And this is actually the best dildo that they make. Definitely the best. And, you know, the Jesus is right now in the vulva puppet, made by the wondrous vulva puppet people, and Dory Lane. And Jesus is going to rise. I don't know if Facebook can see Jesus rising, so I'll face this way. And Jesus is rising up to heaven. Oh, he's so heavenly. I just want to lick him. Mm. And then we put him back, you know, and in and out and in and out. And now when he's in the vulva puppet, we say, Jesus is in her now. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We are here to celebrate the resurrection of, well, mostly Jesus. But actually, he wasn't the first God, you know, the first to resurrect himself. Before there was the Holy Son returning to his heavenly Father, there was a holy daughter returning to her holy mother. And I think I should get the vulva puppet out of my crotch for this. So anyway, this is the story of Persephone and Demeter. And should we act it out a little bit? Yeah, sure. Okay, so I have, I don't have any guests tonight, okay? I have a Seder with no guests. I love it. But I do have my in-house people. Because the place is too much of a mess, y'all. So there is, I don't know who you're showing right now. Okay, so there is Blossom, my show assistant, in the purple bunny hat. And that's Blossom. She's on Facebook, actually, and she is responding. So if you want to say things on Facebook Live, we are broadcasting live on Facebook Live. And so you could text something or write comment.
Call us.
Call us. You can also call us. Our telephone number is 213. No, it isn't. 626-461-5950. It is a new number, so I have to be forgiven for forgetting. And if you want to call our 866 number, and we'll pay for the call, it's 1-866-289-7068. And you can wish us a happy Easter, Passover, 420. Or we can talk about, are you a victim of religious abuse? We can talk about it. You won't go to hell for it, but you just might feel a lot better. You know, there's lots of occasions of religious abuse, but I personally love religion. I love a lot of religions, many, many religions, and of course I do them in my own kinky way. So, also, my new editorial assistant. Yes. Oh, my God. And she's going to sing for us later. Yes. Yes, she is. She's going to sing. She doesn't know that, but now she knows. And this is Shannon Sweet. Sweet Shannon is my editorial assistant. And believe it or not, she can write and edit and all that stuff. Yeah, believe it or not. I mean, she looks like she's too pretty to be able to do anything. But she can do that. So there she is in her bunny ears. And there's Blossom, and I've got two little bunnies, and I love it. And they're so cute together. Wow, I feel like I should horn in on that. But you guys are going to bring chairs up here so you can horn in with me and get everybody horny. So Anna is also here. Anna, come on up and say hello, because Anna is my culinary assistant because, I mean, come on, I can't do this all by myself. Even my mother didn't. Okay, so everybody come around. That's right. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Anna... Miguel. Oh, hi, yeah. Miguel. He's not wearing any ears, though, but he can come up here.
He did not wear any ears.
Okay, so Miguel can play Hades. Oh, very nice. Okay, this is quite a tableau. This is a beautiful tableau. We're very fond of ourselves. Can you tell? Okay, and we don't have guests, and we're sorry about that, but we hope you're as fond of us as ourselves.
Who needs guests when
we have ourselves?
We got more bunnies than Hefner
so
had.
So how about we have Anna play Demeter, because you seem very Earth Mothery. Okay, and let's see which you want. Who's going to play Persephone? Who wants to play Persephone? You're going to play Persephone. Okay, Blossom, and so you are going to be her girlfriend. And you're going to have several parts. So in the beginning, Persephone and her girlfriends, symbolized by one girl being Shannon, are playing in the meadow and having fun. And then Hades comes along, the man. He's the cause of all the trouble. And so you grab, but not too hard, Blossom. Blossom is Persephone, and you're going to abduct her. Abduct. Okay. Anna has to translate. Okay. Right. Okay. So abduct. Abduct. Okay. Okay. So you can. No. Not Demeter wouldn't abduct. Maybe we can have. Actually, what we could have. No. Demeter is here. Here. You guys. All right. You know, I got to go with the flow. All right, so Demeter abducts... No. So Anna is now playing the part of Hades, who abducts Blossom, who is Persephone, and takes her down to hell. Hades. Death. She's basically dead, but she's the queen of hell. What did you just drop in hell? Oh, you went down to hell. Okay. So anyway... There you are, down in hell, and Demeter is very upset. Now you're the mother. You're the mother, but you're not with her. Okay, you want to be the mother. Okay, you be the mother. Oh, your daughter, right. Cry loud so people can hear. That's good. That's very good. And so Zeus doesn't care. He's her, he's actually the father... of Persephone, as well as the brother of Demeter. So, you know, there's a little incest going on here. But this is a Greek pantheon. They were really kinky and wild, but they had a lot of good lessons about life that they taught us. And their gods and goddesses were not perfect. And Demeter here is just so distraught that she turns all of the earth, here we are with the earth, to shit. Basically, she creates winter that didn't exist before. It was always spring. It was always beautiful. And she created winter. And Zeus, who had said before, you know, Hades, go ahead, you know, take her. Who cares? Yeah, between us boys, we're good with you taking Blossom. I mean, Persephone. Proserpina to the Romans, by the way. But Demeter has her power. She has negotiating power. And she basically says, okay, you're going to do that. I am going to make the earth barren. I am going to make all the crops die. I'm going to make all the animals die. I'm going to make everything bad. It's like climate change. And so Zeus goes, whoa, wait a second, I got to do something. He's smarter than, obviously, some people who deny climate change. And he didn't deny it. And, in fact, he negotiated, basically. And there's this whole thing about the 6 pomegranate seeds, but that's kind of arithmetic. So we're just going to get to the point where the agreement, the negotiation, they're like bonobos in a way in this sense. They negotiate an agreement where Persephone spends 6 months in hell with Hades and 6 months on earth. I love the music. Very nice. With her mother. And when she first comes back to earth, that is the resurrection of Persephone. So now you are Demeter, and yeah, not ass first though, Blossom. Maybe turn around, right. I mean, maybe she did come out of the earth ass first, I don't know. But here she comes up, and you embrace, and yes, you are again together. And this is one of the original resurrection myths. There's another one with Dionysus, but and Dionysus very much like Jesus too. But I like this one because it's girls and girl power. Girl power. Can I get an amen? Can I? Well, that was weak. Can I get an amen? Women.
Hey, women.
Let's have it again. Can I get an A women?
A women.
Woo! Yes. Now, you know I love you boys. I do. I love guys. I'm married to one, and I also love a lot of guys, some of which are in this room, but a lot of you are out there. Anyway, but, you know, I just want to give the girls some credit here because this myth is all about the goddess, and I think, you know, it's probably got very, very old sources, and so I like to recall it, that before there was the holy sun rising to meet his heavenly father, there was the holy daughter rising to meet her mother and her earth mother, Demeter, Ceres to the Romans. Okay, let's have a hand for our Commedia Erotica troupe featuring Blossom as Persephone and Shannon playing two parts as both the nymphs and also Demeter. And Anna as, well, she started as Demeter, but then she became Hades because Miguel, you know, and Miguel is too respectful, basically, to be Hades, which is a good thing. So, okay, that's cool. And praise be to God above us. And who is God above us? Marilyn.
Dr. Susan Block.
Well, I am simply the high priestess. But Marilyn is above us, and she looks like she's, you know, coming from the other side. And that is what this holiday is very much about. Coming from the other side. The mysteries, the Eleusinian mysteries were performed in ancient Greece. And we have our own mysteries here in the womb room. And, yeah, we go bonobos. So, all right, we go bonobos. Let's get rid of that piece of paper. And yes, there's something about eggs of Esther or East, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so shooting right now is my husband and co-conspirator, collaborator, Captain Max. Somebody should get a shot of him, though, in his bunny ear hat. Because it's amazing.
Don't do that.
No. Well.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. He looks so cute. I love it. You're going to have to wear that to bed, honey, because it's a mitzvah to have sex on Passover.
I'm well aware of that.
That's right. Yes, indeed. And I am wearing my priestly robes, my talit, for those of you who know what this is. It's a very important holy garment, and I'm trying not to be too blasphemous, but you know, one person's blasphemy is another person's ecstasy. So what can I say? It might be blasphemy to some of you that I even mix the religions like this, including the religion of 420, which is something I think more people are celebrating than anything. But So I'm also wearing a Star of David that was made by prisoners in Twin Towers, right? My Star of David made by prisoners. They usually make crosses. They made me a Star of David, and I'm wearing a nice cross, a Gothic cross. And what else do I have here? Oh, yeah. I just went hot. I heard Margot. Oh, my Locks at Veritas panties, which, you know, if you know the Yale motto, it's
Lux et Veritas. So this is, you know, just a little Judaica of Yale. Lux et Veritas. We don't have any lox here, though. It's too fishy. So, yeah. Okay. I am channeling the spirit of the great Bonobo Spring Easter Bunny Alien 420 Matzah Goddess. Amen. Amen. And miracles will occur tonight. I know. They already have. That was a great little reenactment. So, yeah, Passover. I've always loved Passover, not as much as Purim. That's my favorite holiday. And I just think these eggs of Esther have something to do. Easter, Esther, I don't know. There's some relationship. But yeah, I like Passover because there is a lot of wine and you know, ritual. And yeah, it's 11% alcohol content. Wow, Manischewitz. Somebody should pour it into my glass so that I can give the first toast. Who wants to do that, girls?
I need a bunny.
Okay, so it's also 420 bunny, and whoa. I'll hold up the 420 items. So, really, I also remember my first puff of pot, which relates to Passover, because it was in the Bible closet of my synagogue, seriously. And the Bible closet was kind of like an attic above the sanctuary. And so I saw the rabbi going back and forth while I'm there puffing and trying to hold it in. And then I should tell you, the boy who gave me my first puff of pot was named Buzz. Yeah, that's true. Thank you. So unlike Christmas and Hanukkah, which have really nothing to do with each other except capitalism, Easter and Passover are very much related. You should come up here too. Just sit on the chair or stand, or you know, I know you're wearing high heels. So, the first. Here's a better plate. Someone can hold the plate, maybe. This is Jesus at the Last Supper, and this is a Seder. You know, he's sharing his body and his blood. And his blood, of course, is the wine. His body is the wafer. You know, the Catholics eat wafers for communion. But I think it was originally a matzah. Or they're related. Matzah, they both taste terrible, really. I mean, they both taste like nothing. Not good. But we dress them up here in the womb room. So right here is, you know, we're not going to get into too much Da Vinci Code, but I think this is Mary Magdalene. It's a very girly looking apostle. And you know, the guys are kind of going, stay away from him. He's ours. Because Jesus was probably bisexual. That's my feeling. And very, very loving. But people get jealous, and that's all over the Gospels, actually. He was bisexual, ecosexual, and probably not celibate, in my humble opinion. He was probably, you know, in a nice something, maybe married. After all, if he was a rabbi, like he supposedly was, you know, he would be married, and probably to Mary Magdalene. She is his lover. She washes his feet. She does all these things. She puts oil on him, and, you know, probably the good parts are left out, just like the Mueller report. You know, they cut those things, and we don't even get to see the excised parts. First we'll do a prayer over the wine. Whoever wants wine, get it. Grab a glass, and then maybe we'll let Anna. Can you get us some glasses? You're my culinary assistant.
You know who paid for the Last Supper? Was that
You know, probably all those Christians that, I mean, they weren't Christians yet. I don't think they had very much at the Last Supper. They seem to have had basically, you know, Jesus's body and blood. I think it was an orgy myself. And that's why there was a kiss. They only left the kiss in. And so what the hell is this guy kissing this guy? Probably because they were all doing a lot of stuff. And okay, here we have some glasses. So let's pour people some wine.
These are from California.
This is Manischewitz wine. It's very sweet and something like 13% alcohol. I don't know. It's yeah, let's try not to spill it all over my pastel colors. Woo! And yes, as we pour it, I just want to explain. This is the green vegetable. This is the Seder plate. Actually, this is a nice picture of the Seder plate right here. Yeah, and of course there you can see that it's very, everyone looks very stern in that picture, unlike us. They all look unhappy. They're probably going to be victims of pogroms any minute now. But, but you know, they're having Passover. They're doing their thing. I need to put, can you put the bonobo whey like on this? Can you do that? Can you?
What do you need?
I just want, I don't want to have to hold this
to hold that.
No.
Here,
no,
she's a
yeah,
holder.
Just put the book over it. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Very good. That's why she's my editorial assistant. She helps me with books. Okay, so this is the egg, represents resurrection, rebirth, or birth, just birth, period. And it's burned for God knows what reason, or goddess knows, but that's the tradition. And this is supposed to be the shank bone, but, well, it's a lamb chop. But, you know, lamb is the thing. Lamb is the lamb of, is Jesus. And the lamb is also probably the kind of blood that they put on their door when they wanted to God to pass over. That's where the word Passover comes from. Because God was killing all the Egyptian children, the firstborn. Terrible thing. Plagues are terrible. We're going to get to those. And so we have the bitter herbs, and we have the boner herbs. And we have the charoset, which is really delicious, I think. And so now we're going to have the wine. Everybody have their wine. And I'm going to do a little Hebrew prayer. And I'm going to pull the mic away from me because I can't sing. And then we're going to have a... Whoa, what was that? All right, that wasn't me singing.
No, that was the interference.
That was
the,
me coughing, actually.
The wireless.
Sometimes I do sound like that a little bit, but not tonight. Okay, so Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen, amen, women. You're supposed to drink the whole cup.
The whole cup.
Supposed to drink 4 cups of wine.
Drink up.
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane what you're supposed to do. A lot of drunkenness on Passover, but I'm not drinking the whole cup. Okay. Okay, so now back to Mary Magdalene. We are going to have...
That's good.
Now that you're all a little drunk... A little song from Jesus Christ Superstar. Who are you? What do you think you are? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Who are you? What have you sacrificed? Okay, so do we have the music or? Oh, we're going to do I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Are we going to have the words too? Or we?
Oh, she knows the words. Okay, this is Shannon Sweet.
Shannon Sweet.
I can sort of lightly join you. It's way too high for my alto.
Just arrived.
I'll try
from
to
Texas.
Lower it, but then I'll sound like I'm Hades or Judas or something.
No, let's just do it.
Okay.
We're both Mary Magdalene.
Okay. All right. And you're Mary Magdalene too. Oops. And you're we're all Mary Magdalene.
We're all thinking about how we want to bang Jesus.
Okay, we do. Jesus is so sexy. I mean, look at him distributing the matzah. He is sexy as hell. By the way, the model for Jesus was actually the Pope's, Pope Innocence. He wasn't so innocent. The Borgias, it was Cesare Borgia. The model for the white Jesus.
What are you doing to Cesare?
Obviously, Jesus, if he existed, must have been some kind of swarthy type Semitic guy. But, you know, this look of Jesus is from Cesare Borgia, the son of Pope, I think Pope Innocent. Is it Pope? I'm not sure. It's the Pope that had orgies. I mean, one of the Popes that had orgies. Okay, so now we're not sure about where we're at. Okay, how does Moses make coffee? He brews it. I know, that's really bad. I got it from Twitter. It's just for this moment, you know, a moment where I'm waiting. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
And now. And now.
Okay, here we go. Might need another
heart
sip of that wine.
Of Pasadena. I
okay. I've got a microphone. All right.
We're having a technical discussion. Nothing to worry about.
yes. It's good. Okay, here we go.
Not too loud, please.
Huh?
Not too
Jesus
loud.
Jesus sleeping. Is there a Jesus sleeping down there?
No,
there
shouldn't.
You can
okay,
sing to
the
cross.
Okay, the music is starting. Susan, the music is starting.
I do do how he moves me. Yeah. I have changed. Yes, really changed. In the last few days, when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. I don't know how to take.
Go close to her. Go in on her. Go in on her.
With this position.
Hold it from the bottom, though. Because, yeah, hold. No. Here, because of Facebook. Hold him like this. So
okay.
Hold his head.
And so many men before in many different ways. He's just one more. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love? Let my feelings out.
I never thought this part I can't
come to this. What's it all about?
What's it all about? Alfie?
But if he said he loved me, I'd be lost, I'd be frightened. I couldn't cope. Just couldn't cope.
I can't cope with
we love
not
you,
remembering
Jesus.
The words.
Like, we love you, Jesus.
Little commercial right there. Okay. In between the Jesus talk. Okay.
Every show, he scares me so. I want him so. I love him so.
We apologize, but
that was our first sing through.
Yeah, it's kind of a trio, but Shannon definitely took the lead on that, so let us applaud our Easter Bunny, Mary Magdalene. By the way,
Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene. Who's the first person that Jesus appeared to when he came back to life? His favorite Easter Bunny. Mary Magdalene. Then he saw his mom. And then the guys. He didn't see the guys until after the girls.
Geisel denied him.
You know? Yeah, and the guys did deny him. The girls didn't do anything. Except love him. Yes. Yes. Who's applauding? More applause. Yes. Woo! Yes, indeed. Okay, so now...
All right.
We have some more rituals, but I think we should get the thing that you were talking about, Blossom.
Oh, yes,
or Anna could get it and bring it in.
That thing that has something to do with
a particular person here who might be related to Jesus. I know Max is related to Jesus because the daughter of Mary Magdalene that she probably had came over to the south of France. And then, of course, there were the Crusades of Christians against Christians, which was a pope against the Cathars down in the south of France. And then they moved over to Italy, where they became the Filangeries, the sons of Angeri, because Angeri was the area of France that they came from. And they always said that, yeah, they love Jesus. He's my daddy. Well, my great-great-great-great-granddaddy. And the church didn't like that, so they killed a lot of them. But, you know, they would do things like sign their name with an X, which is where we maybe get X-rated. How about it, Jesus? I do love Jesus. I know some of you think I'm being blasphemous, and I'm sorry. Not sorry. But anyway, okay. So we are almost ready for lots of things, but we're bringing in something special just so we don't forget.
For something good.
And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jack. Happy birthday to you. We didn't do much better with that than we did with I Don't Know.
Not too many more.
Okay, here you go. Happy birthday, Chuck. By the way, that's not kosher for Passover.
Watch the light.
It doesn't have any 420 herb, but it is a classic birthday cake. Happy birthday, Jux. Okay, so now somebody can sit in the cake and we'll have splosh.
Yes.
Okay. So
you like that, huh?
I'm getting hot now. I was cold before.
It's getting hot in here.
Here is Moses in the bulrushes with the Egyptian princess discovering
bull rushes.
That's right.
Sounds suspicious.
There was a pharaoh who kept out, you know, who killed all the Hebrew babies. Well, then he got his later, but for a time there, he was a bit Trumpish. And so the mother of Moses put him in this basket, just like an Easter basket, and sailed him down the river, and the Egyptian princess found him and raised him, and that's how he became the prince of Egypt. Somebody likes their Manischewitz. All right, so now we're going to do a BDSM ritual.
Happy birthday, Jerks.
Do you want to make a speech, by the way, before I go on? Do you have a speech?
I'll say thank you very much. That was very cool. I don't have a speech, but I appreciate it. And
we love you, Jux. You're a great
happy Passover
friend,
and Easter and everything.
Photographer, everything. Happy Passover and Easter, and happy Jux's birthday. Happy 420. Yes, indeed. Woo! So, let's see.
Okay.
So, the bitter herbs represent the suffering of the slaves because supposedly, there's no historical evidence of this, the Hebrews were slaves in Egypt, or they made it all up just to get sympathy. I don't know. But supposedly they were, and the charoset is to represent the mortar that they were forced to make to build the pyramids or something, or sphinxes, or I don't know. But anyway, we can eat some of it, and we should. Let's Let's eat some of it. And then this is the parsley, the green vegetable. And let's see. Let's start with that.
Will you feed it to me, please?
Yeah, okay. So anybody that wants it, most people don't want it, but go ahead.
You can put it in my mouth.
Okay. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, barei pari ha'adama, amen. Women.
What was it soaked in?
It's soaked in salt water. You're supposed to put it in salt water. Okay. Everything tastes better in salt water, including these eggs.
We have a lot of salt and sea.
The whole, all the holidays are about eggs, it seems, in the spring.
Eggs.
Which makes sense, you know, because things hatch in spring. So now we're going to have some nasty stuff. This is the bitter herb, okay? So I'm going to give it to you on some matzah. You can have just a little bit of matzah because the matzah tastes terrible. And you dip it into this little poisonous herb. Yeah, not much. It's going to kill you. No, not really. I mean, I don't mind it, but some people do. Who else wants bitter herb? Okay, it's you and me, Shannon. Yeah, that's right. Oh, go ahead. Double dip, baby. Mm-hmm. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pari maror. It's actually pretty good.
Amen.
And amen.
Hey, women. Yay.
Okay, so now that we've done the bitter herbs, we're going to do the other kind of herb, the good herb. So if anyone wants to spark one up, I am not smoking, but I am eating. So who wants to share my Jux Lee Cattabelli brownie? Anybody wants a brownie? Do you want a brownie?
I don't have no matter, look,
he sparked one up. The birthday boy.
What's up?
What we need is a light.
A light to spark it up.
Oh.
We need a light.
It's very important to have a light when you're going to smoke.
Anyone?
Thank you, Miguel. All right. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. Oh, come on over here, Jux, with that. Bore Pari 420. Excuse me.
This is Jux. Jux used to work with us many years ago. He was
our editorial
assistant.
He's
one of the best editors that we've ever had, actually. Mm-hmm. He's very good.
Thank you.
No, really.
Yeah, look at those shoes.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His writing's not great, but his, you know.
Wow.
His punctuation is like, boom, great.
His writing is great. Okay.
He's okay.
So, what are we up to? Okay. Where did
I'm just
Persephone
kidding, Jux.
Go? Persephone went down to hell.
Don't cry. I'm kidding. Yeah, it was one of the best editors we've had.
All right. So this is a important part of the ceremony that was actually taught to us by an Orthodox rabbi. This is the BDSM portion.
Is somebody
portion.
Tweeting and twatting over there, or what's going on with this?
Are you tweeting and twatting? Blossom.
I'm trying to get into...
Okay, yeah, there's no space. Okay.
Let them know that we're very up to date, and we can answer their tweets at any moment. Here.
Where's the post?
And you, Anna.
So we had a post that said, children, veterans, networking, CBDs, hemp. Hi, Susan. Thank you for becoming a friend, connection, and information. And are you looking for the best CBD oils?
No, that's an advertisement. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Clever.
Please.
Are you looking for the best CBD oils?
No, I'm not. Not from you, anyway. I already get it. Oh, before we go to the scallions, we should have some jarosa, because this is actually pretty good.
They wanted free advertising.
Thank you.
although it's going to be messy, but it's really good. I made it.
We
Max,
make messy
you have
beautiful.
To have some of this because I made it.
Everything's looking good.
Max,
everything's yes.
coming over here.
Yes.
Coming over here with your bitter,
hold on
your,
a second,
your herb.
I can't get up. No.
He can't get up now.
All right.
Come on over. Come on.
To the sexuality superhero, the one and only beautiful Dr. Susan Block, who changes the world every day and every day with sexuality.
There's another commercial right there.
It was the other commercial.
That one's for us, not for CBD.
What happened to the guys that we paid to do?
Okay, here.
Do you have a good
okay,
CBD?
Hold on to it. Don't eat it yet.
I'm
okay,
all
who
we
else
love your
wants
hat.
Some?
Yes. You should wear that hat more often.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Harosa. Anna may help me make it. What's up, Anna? Come on over here.
The boss bunny.
Mr. Boss Bunny.
Are you girls too talkative to take some of this that I made?
It's good. It's sweet. This is the only thing that she
Hang
cooks.
Hang on. Don't eat it yet.
No, it's good. It's got nuts in it and here. Stuff. And
all right. Whoa.
It's very okay. up to date. Very wholesome. Little wine.
Yeah. It's better when it's fermented. It's got nuts and honey and wine and... do you want some blossom? Oh, she's having the other herb.
Okay.
Okay. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri haroset. I know I'm saying the wrong prayers here, but it's the thought that counts. Okay, and now we eat it. Don't take pictures of me chewing. Is it good or what? Now, there's a tradition where you mix the bitter herb and the harosa, but that's kind of weird. And if you want to, we could do that. But this is the fun thing. Everybody's going to get a scallion. Here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Did you get one? Oh, I wish I could puff, but, you know, I don't want to have a coughing attack. Okay, so this is a ritual that, you know how I'm into spanking? I love spanking and whipping. And by the way, thank you, Goddess Phoenix, for my whip. It is being used as a frame right now. Yes, and let's go to another picture. Okay.
That stuff is good.
Okay. And so, oh, you like the horseradish?
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't spill it on me. Okay, so now, you know, the taskmasters would beat the slaves, kind of like taskmasters do. They beat slaves. And so this is a tradition that I learned from Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, an Orthodox rabbi who is actually now a Trump supporter.
One of his first shows was with us.
Yeah, he did. He actually did three shows with me.
Yeah.
But that was all before Trump. That was during the Clinton years. And we were friends during the Clinton years. And he invited me to his house with Max. And his family was there with all 47 kids. Well, actually, more like 7 kids. But he was only like 37 at the time. And he had more kids after that. And his wife. And they were all sitting around the Seder table, kind of like this, but without the fun herbs and without all the Easter stuff. But they are Sephardic. I grew up Ashkenazi. But anyway, they have this tradition where when you sing this song that Jews all know called Dayenu, you smack each other with the scallion. And usually the scallions break, and then you keep smacking each other more and more, and it makes everybody break up into laughter, which is fun, and it's a fun way to deal with the agony of slavery. Well, not that we're slaves. We're just telling the story. Okay, so we're going to first, let's kind of go in a circle. Let's try to be in a circle. Well, you know, they would slap the shoulder. I kind of go for the butt. I go for the ass. Where should we go? Should we be around here? Let's all be in a circle so we can all be smacking and getting smacked. Come on over here. No, you're not in a circle, guys. Okay, Blossom, you're all the way over there. Okay. Okay, so now here we are. Okay. So,
here we are.
Ilu ilu hotianu hotianu mimitsraim hotianu mimitsraim dienu. Okay, this is where we smack each other. Okay, and die dienu die dienu die dienu 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 dienu. And now you turn around and smack the other person. Die dienu die dienu die dienu dienu dienu. Ilu ilu hotianu hotianu. Et hatoru hotianu et hatora dienu. Okay, now switch around. Okay. Yeah, I told you you break them, so that's why we have the leaks.
Yeah, get Whoa. The leak. I'll get
well,
a leak.
Well, that's kind of big.
You stay right there.
That's what he said.
Who said you stay
die,
right
die,
there?
Dienu, die, die,
oh, here we
dienu,
go.
Die, dienu. Hey, get that butt up. How can I smack your butt when it's...
Watch
dienu, dienu. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. How does everybody end up smacking Blossom? We're supposed to. Okay. I'm not obviously smacking you hard enough. I told you, Passover can be perverted. Oh, let's slap you then, the new girl. Yeah, let's slap Shannon. Silly. Well, she's slapping you because we're slapping her. All right. They're pretty strong. They really keep up. Yeah, baby. All right. So we are celebrating Easter, Passover, and 420. And I think the brownie's starting to kick in, and definitely the wine. Okay, so yeah, it doesn't, yeah, well, you know, these are pretty strong scallions right here. Okay, so now, have we done everything? I think we're just going to have another wine. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, look at this. This is the great...
Yes, more wine.
Coffin that opens up into a coffin.
That would be good.
That opens up into an egg. Woo! You had to be there. Okay, it was a good idea when I had it before. Yeah. We also have eggs of different kinds. And we have chocolate
that was given to us
by our... Can we say? No.
Yeah, but not the name.
Not the name. Who can we say gave us
Don't
this
name
chocolate?
The name.
Who can we say?
Let me just say she's our manager.
Our manager.
Yeah, and she's very nice, very smart. Yeah, she is. And she's good. She's like our patron saint.
And can you open this?
Can I open this?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, I'm doing this. How do you open this?
What that fan is doing,
I need
Blossom?
Knife. I need a...
You're fanning the smell of onions into my vicinity right now.
Never mind, never mind. This is very high tech.
I'm hiding my eyes.
Thing on it.
Okay.
These are Japanese chocolates. Darling doctor.
They are Japanese chocolates.
Yes,
I'll have one.
And
because chocolate, I don't know why chocolates are Easter, but
wait
I think they're Christmas too.
Wait
I think
a minute.
People
wait a
just
minute.
Like chocolate.
I need some scissors. Wait a minute. Is this
okay.
High tech here? This is the unbreakable. This is.
Okay.
Okay. There
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam.
Bo-ray, Pari-ha-ga-fan.
Oh, wow.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, our God and Goddess.
Wait till you
King
see
and
this.
Queen of the universe, who Can bring forth fruit okay. from the vine, baby.
Whoa. Okay.
Amen and A women.
Amen and A women. Okay.
Amen and A women. We are here in the new Bonoboville.
This is chocolate from Japan.
And you have to eat it in a special way?
You eat
is
it
there with, a Japanese prayer, I have where, to say?
No, no.
The prayer just, over the chocolate?
Eat this. Here. Look at that.
That looks good. Much better
Would
than
you
the
like,
matzah.
Would you like a taste one? Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of chocolate going on.
Looks like it. Anybody else would like a little piece of Japanese chocolate? Is it good? Really?
Oh, it's much better than a Tootsie Roll. But it is soft.
Anna,
oh,
you
yes.
want some too? Oh, okay.
Have some of that chocolate.
All right. Here you go.
Better than an Easter egg.
Have a little chocolate.
Better than the bunny.
Look at that.
But not better than the brownie, because the brownie's got something extra. So.
Wow. You want some?
I got to say, we are celebrating 420 in style.
This is like fudge.
We're not going to have the matzo fudge. Ball soup, but we have the jar.
But this has to go back into the refrigerator.
Max, you had some of this last night.
What's
How
that?
Was that?
This? It was okay.
Matzo
it was
ball
good.
Soup.
It was good.
It's canned.
It's not like homemade.
No. And same with the gefilte fish.
It's not fluffy. It's got hard balls.
Oh, yeah. The best of the fluffy balls. Yes. You must try my fluffy balls.
When, when the oldsters made it, it was like fluffy.
Fluffy, fluffy balls.
Fluffy.
Well.
All right.
So I think.
How much time do we have?
We
haven't taken a break. Nothing.
Yeah. We haven't taken a break. And we said we were going to, but nobody told me to take a break, so I didn't. Should we take a break? Or?
We've been going for an hour so far.
Okay. An hour
it'll make
so
it
far?
A, yeah. Good.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Should we take a break at this point?
Well, I mean, we're
good.
We could eat cake. How about eating some cake?
How about some birthday cake?
Yeah.
Now, Jux is the birthday boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, I don't know if he should cut the cake.
Don't drop that cake.
Who is the cake?
Huh? What is what?
You're also supposed to recline on Passover.
The cake
that
server?
Is one of the...
Where is our silver cake server?
The things you do.
You know,
you
the silver one.
And drink wine.
The 98%
silver. I think
silver.
That's to...
None of this plated
Jews
stuff.
Jews to feel like Roman emperors or something like that.
Yeah, right. Look at... This is my wife, by the way, if you're...
This is my husband, by the way.
If you haven't met her yet.
If you're wondering about the guy with the purple bunny ear hat.
Yeah.
He is the man I married and that I'm still married to for 27 years and happy. Woo. Happy, happy, happy. Yeah. And so, I don't know if she can be heard off the mic. But
she has a mic.
She has a mic, but she didn't talk into it.
No, because she talks, you know.
Sotto voce.
Do you want me to say it? Or?
Yeah, you could say something. Say
this
something.
Is Shannon.
You're from Texas, right?
Yes, I'm from Texas.
And tell me a little bit about what's going on with you.
Oh, we didn't do this last time.
No, we just said you were from Texas and kind of left
she's
it there.
She's an artist and a very good writer and
oh,
good
thank
editor.
You. Thank you.
You know, unless she lied on her resume.
You're supposed
we
to
don't
be
know.
Letting her talk.
Oh, you're oh. you talk.
I don't mind if someone talks for me.
Especially when they're complimenting you.
So,
why'd you leave Texas for LA?
Yeah.
Because I had left for New York like 2 years ago and I lived there for a year and, you know, I liked it, but I kind of got burned out. So let's try LA now.
Right. Good idea. Well, we're happy to have you.
May it turn out better.
Welcome, Shannon relaxed. Sweet.
Here comes
Oh, but speaking of the anniversary, last week, if you haven't caught up, last week was their 27th year anniversary extravaganza.
Oh, yes, right. We had an anniversary.
You had an anniversary special.
I have we so
married,
much parsley
we were
here.
Married 27 years.
You might not recognize Captain Max, though, without his captain hat.
I have known her since I got out of prison.
Oh, my God. Here you go, Captain. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Cake. Now, of course, this is not kosher for Passover, but neither is the chocolate.
I don't know. No, they're faded.
Although we do have
something has happened.
Those little
there's
cookies.
There's no stars anymore.
You know, speaking of special books like the Bible, the Haggadah,
Thank you.
Oh, our magazines.
No, I wasn't going to talk about our magazines.
Talk about our magazines.
I'm going to talk about the Mueller Report.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that first, then talk about our magazines.
Okay. Well, our magazine is being censored by Amazon, but hopefully we're going to get it published somewhere. Maybe Amazon, but...
somewhere communist.
You know...
Can we say that?
We have a picture of Jeff Bezos as a dick.
As a
but
dick,
it
so
is obvious
possible.
That it's not his dick, because his head is on the top of it. So, you know... But I don't know if that's
listen
the reason
to that
we're
audience.
Being censored. The audience is laughing.
Such what a lovely funny, audience.
Such funny jokes.
What a lovely
got.
Audience.
They're laughing at my ears. I'm traumatized. All right, so the Mueller Report, the Bible of the day. Heavily redacted, just like the regular Bible, of course, but full of juicy stuff. Just like the regular Bible. Stuff that we kind of already know. Just, yeah. Anyway, we know that Trump and the Trump crime family and friends are all like lying, obstructing criminals. But, you know, Mueller won't actually come right out and accuse them of a crime. Exactly. He kind of says, here's all the stuff they did. And it's all pretty bad, and some of it is criminal, and all of it is unpresidential. But the collusion thing is a little weak. And also, keep in mind, Mueller was hired by Bush the worst, okay? The worst Bush. And there's a lot of bad Bushes.
Of the Bushes.
Yeah, of all those Bushes. And I'm not talking about the burning Bush that Moses got
I know burning Bush is okay.
This is the, starting with Prescott, the guy that hung out with Nazis, and then Bush the Elder, who forgave all the Iran-Contra people and started our adventures in Iraq. And then, of course, Bush the Younger, who really just outdid pops and grandpops by just committing what I call the rape of Iraq. And starting a war, invading a country, a sovereign country, for no good reason, lying and, of course, being puppeted by his dick. What I mean is Cheney, okay? Yeah. And we're still not out of Iraq. And also Afghanistan. We're still, this is the longest war America has ever fought. And we're not winning.
And the greatest army that the world has ever seen, but it can't beat anyone in flip-flops.
Because we don't want to. All we want to do is explode ordnance and pay a lot of money to people in the military-industrial complex, just like Eisenhower, a great commander. Kind of great, but
the enemy.
He did warn us about that. That was great of him. But we didn't listen, or the people in power didn't listen.
The greatest danger, the greatest...
The greatest danger is the military-industrial complex.
Industrial complex.
The greatest danger to humanity. The greatest danger to Earth.
To democracy.
Love the Earth you make love on. You know, climate change... The worst offender is the military. They are the worst consumers of and expenders.
And
of
the most socialist.
All the polluting things.
They get medical, they get education.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
housing,
okay. We should all get that. Yeah. We should all get that.
Why aren't we getting that?
That's one thing this guy Yang says. Everybody should get a check for $1,000. I kind of like that. This one guy is running for president that nobody even knows who he is.
Who's that, the gay guy?
Everybody says,
The gay guy?
I don't know if he's gay. He's the gay guy. They're probably half.
Yeah, no.
But
he's
there's
like
another
number
guy.
Three now. Another
there's a guy named Yang.
Yang.
Yang, right. And he says everybody should get like a check for $1,000 once a month.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Guaranteed, right.
Right, you know, too.
Spend it on opioids if you want. But, you know, spend it on good things. Spend it. We should do it. Anyway, where did that come from? Okay, so Mueller. Mueller is not going to rock the boat. He's not a rock the boat kind of guy. You know, he is the one who hid Bush's and Dick's and the FBI's involvement and incompetence in 9/11. Remember 9/11? Well, some of you were barely born. But we never really found out what that was all about. And that's partly because Mueller hid the FBI's, what the FBI knew, what Bush knew. It didn't come out, partly because of Mueller. And all these liberals, they just love Mueller. They just think he's, I don't know, Jesus. Well, Mueller ain't Jesus, okay? But it is an interesting report. I don't know if it's worth the $20 or so million that we had to spend to get it. It certainly shows the Trumpists is guilty of a lot more than Clinton.
He indicted them publicly. Now everybody's after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we now know
so
that he's a criminal, he's a thief, and he's a fucking Nazi that doesn't want to share the wealth.
So let's impeach his orange ass, okay? Let's just do that. I mean, come on. No, I mean, we did it with Clinton, and yeah, the Senate didn't force him out, and that's at least let's go on record impeaching him. If the Democrats have the spine, which I'm not so sure about, some of them do, but you know, Betsy says impeach. You hear that? Come on, Betsy.
Clinton was impeached just because.
Betsy. Here, show Betsy. Show Betsy here.
Hey, Betsy.
Impeach him.
I just woke up.
And actually,
is
Betsy
going
is going
there?
Over to the Trumpists and pointing him out because we do have him here for our Passover Seder. He is right here. Betsy.
Yeah, over his cigar or whatever.
Betsy.
This guy's a
here
criminal.
He is.
This guy's
a... Clinton got impeached for jizz. I mean,
yeah, just for jizz. A little flavored cigar.
You know?
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we have the Trumpists.
What's going on here?
Well, I don't know if it's a good thing to have a dog eating your balls, but Betsy's a sweet dog. She's had enough of it. Okay, and he is gagged with an Easter egg. He's under gag order in Bonoboville because we're tired of the lies, aren't we, Betsy?
Betsy, we're tired of the lies.
Betsy.
This is Betsy.
Betsy,
she's,
come here. Give me five. Good girl.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Almost,
all
almost,
right.
Almost. Give me five.
Good girl.
Betsy. Betsy. Betsy, so... Betsy, give me five.
Betsy, no, she's smiling for the camera. She's ready.
Hey, come here.
She's posing.
Aw, she's posing.
Betsy. The best model ever. Look at
that. Betsy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, ready? Okay, Betsy, pose.
Betsy, you're asking a question.
She's still posing.
Here, you gotta give me five. That's a good girl. And hang on. Hand down and
Betsy.
You don't want it. Okay.
Do you
want
to interview Betsy? You have too much attention now.
I think she's a little overwhelmed being in the spotlight. Also, Trump disgusts her. Betsy's going to her manager
where we
now.
At, Abe? How much time do we have left? 5 minutes? 5 minutes till...
Don't make that
Till midnight? You have 5 minutes, Dr. Susie.
I've got 5 minutes.
We're going to lose our batteries.
Oh. Okay, Betsy. Like,
you know, a countdown.
One hour and 11 minutes. So far.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
So we have to wait another. Sinner.
Oh, I see. So another 20 minutes? I'm more worried. Okay. All right. Are we off break now?
We never took a break.
What was this?
You can take a break if you want.
Well, this was...
That wasn't a break?
Certainly. This was part of the show.
Oh.
Oh, we have eggs.
And the phone, too?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So everybody take one of these eggs.
The phone has 75% battery.
Oh, okay.
Take an egg. Someone, you take an egg.
Okay. All right.
Okay, everybody take one of these eggs.
We got, like, another, yeah, like, 10 or 20 minutes.
We have a special egg thing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What kind of egg is this?
I want the green one. I want to get the green one.
Oh, yeah, green for, you know, 420.
Wait, are we supposed to wait?
Do you want
to
take an egg?
I don't know. Are we going to...
These are casseroles.
Who's cleaning this?
Yeah, it's just kind of like the scallion thing, only with eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody come on over here, unless you're taking pictures. Right. Oh, and by the way, the banana is wearing a dunce cap because... collusion.
Everybody's afraid of these eggs.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to let you know if you're watching, this is a reality television show. Everything that happens here doesn't stay here. It goes out and
now,
it's broadcast
how do we smash
to the world.
Like on a person?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, ready?
And one, two.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I just
this is elder abuse.
Hey. All right. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Happy 420. Yes, brothers and sisters. I told you we had a mess. Well, now we have even more of a mess. Are we ending soon, or what are we doing?
Shortly.
What
start winding up.
Does shortly mean
do a little advertising?
5 minutes? 20 minutes?
10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Dr. Susie, you have 10
okay.
minutes.
So, the magazine, we're going to publish it soon. Hopefully in time for DomCon. Where is a copy of it? Okay.
I don't know if we have a copy. Oh, there's
oh,
a
yeah,
copy
we
over
do.
There. The black copy.
Actually the one that is currently on Amazon with Danielle Watts and Chef Beli. There they are. Danielle Watts and Chef Beli. And me. And Gypsy Bonobo. And there's Madame Marguerite. And there's everybody. Anyway, this is the magazine that they don't want to publish. I got to see where we're at. There's Catherine Imperio. This is Spank and Art. And that's why it has the ribbon across, because it is... Oops. There's me spanking Bush the Younger, and I'm going to cover my boobs for Facebook, but yeah, I still think he is the worst president ever. I mean, Trump is more blatant and rude, but Bush really killed more people.
Quiet on the set, please.
So, anyway, oh, there is the lovely Lila. Layla Sin of Penthouse, the Penthouse Pet of the Year, getting spanked with an oral sex book. Yeah. And here's our Spanksgiving celebration. I think Danielle's ass is among here. Yeah, there's Danielle. And a bunch of people. There's Mistress Tara of the Dominatrixes. Against Donald Trump, but there were some boobs there, so... And there's DomCon. And by the way, we are going to be at DomCon on May 11th. And we're going to be giving a talk on the Bonobo Way. And it's not just going to be a talk. You know, our fabulous Commedia Erotica players are going to be playing with us and kind of role-playing the Bonobo Way of female empowerment, male well-being. That's very important, girls. The male, if you don't let the males help them feel good, they need us to feel good. Even, I mean, the gay ones, the straight ones, the bi ones, all of them. They need their mama, the earth mama, yeah, and all the other levels of female. Mm-hmm. And yes, we need to empower each other, and the boys need to encourage that and support that, just like the bonobos do. Woo! And, of course,
we stand with you.
Putting it together, it creates what I call peace through pleasure.
And you too.
And a lot of people talk about peace these days. Let there be peace. The Prince of Peace. But how? How do we do that? How do we... Humans just seem so like violence is built into us. I don't know about that, though.
It's not.
I think we've become violent. I think we became violent through getting out of nature and getting into private property, owning things, real estate, and people. And bonobos can show us the way to peace through pleasure. Abe is currently showing me the way to the end of the show. And I am going to follow that way.
Yes.
And you should follow the bonobo way, even though we look like bunnies. We're Look at you. Did you hold an egg in your mouth through the whole little spiel there? Yeah, baby.
All right, let's close it up, Dr. Susie.
Blossom is very talented.
Yeah, let's close it up.
Yeah, we're closing it. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Anna, my culinary assistant, Miguel, and Harry, and Mystery Woman, Abe, Gideon. Thank you, Gideon. Thank you, Jux, birthday boy. Thank you, Marvelous. Mars FX. Happy Easter. And Blossom and Shannon. Woo! And thank you for joining us for this very, very special holiday. I hope we didn't offend you, or if we did, I hope we offended you in a good way. So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.